Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah is the highest praise on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for you and your family. We thank God that, hallelujah, we came here because we understand that there is power in prayer. Jesus asked his disciples, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? Hallelujah. He knew the power of prayer. He understood the importance of prayer. Jesus himself, when he walked the earth, understood undoubtedly, glory be to God, that we have to pray for one another. He asked his disciples to pray for him, our Lord and Savior, deity.
Yes.
God in flesh asks humans to pray for him. So we know, glory be to God, as we pray for one another, we get results. So we thank God tonight. We are excited. We are anticipating God to move as we go and bombard heaven, as we ask with supplications and prayer and petitions, as we go before the throne of grace. Oh, my God, the throne of grace. He says, my grace is sufficient, and God knows we need his grace, his mercy, and his love in our lives on tonight. I want to read a few verses of scripture coming from the book of Ephesians, the chapter 4, the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, before we go into our time of prayer. And as we open up the phones toward the latter part of the broadcast, we thank God for you believing and standing in agreement with you and your family. Whatever it is that you're facing, we know that God is able. Whatever it is that you're looking at and whatever mountain stands before you, we know that God is able. Hallelujah. And God, he wants the best for us. He wished that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 11, reads, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 22 says, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let the sun go down. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Verse 30, and we're going to stop. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. As we pray tonight, you are sealed by God. The hand, the tattoo, the handprint of God is on your life. And nobody can undo what God has already done. Jesus, I pray that alone brings you comfort tonight. That what God has already purposed for your life, nobody can undo. That's why tonight we're going to pray for leaders. Because he's given us pastors and apostles and teachers and evangelists. So we must pray for our leaders, because the Bible declares that in this day, even the very elect of God can be deceived. So we must pray for our pastors. We must pray for our apostles. We got to pray for our spiritual and our church leaders. Oh, I don't know. I know it wasn't a coincidence, the devil that came against my health. The word says, let him who still no more.
Yes.
The devil attacked my body with cancer. He tried to steal my health. He tried to take away my wellness. He tried to rob me. He's a thief. And he's trying to attack your body. He's trying to come against your health. He's trying to come against your wellness. But the word tonight says, let him who stole steal no more. That's why we're going to pray. We're going to pray for wellness. We're going to pray for wholeness. We're going to pray for our bodies to be well. We're going to pray for long, healthy lives. So I thank God for the word that says we'll no longer be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. My wife has been talking recent weeks in the church and on some of her broadcasts about this atheist, agnostic spirit that's in the realm of the world today. That's why it says, put on the new man, the renewing of our mind. And we got to put off the old conversation. Oh, there was a time I was an unbeliever. There was a time you was an unbeliever. Now we got to guard our ears. We got to guard our eyes. We got to guard our minds, put off the old, and put on the new. Put on that new way of thinking tonight. Put on that new way of doing tonight. That's why we're praying. Put on that new way of behaving tonight. Joel Osteen said, hallelujah, we can do, we can be what this Bible says we can do. So I thank God for prayer. And that's why we're coming together, Pastor, tonight, because it says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Oh, our flesh want to go contrary. Glory be to God. This is why we got to pray, not just corporately, but privately, because our bodies want to be led astray. We want to be going to do our own thing, but don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Cooperate with the Spirit of God. Agree with the Spirit of God. Go along with the Spirit of God. The Bible says, do not grieve the Spirit of God, because we have been sealed unto the day of redemption. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray right now. We pray for pastors. We pray for apostles. We pray for bishops. We pray for evangelists. We pray for teachers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus for our church leaders. We pray that they won't be deceived in this hour. We pray, Lord, that they won't be tossed to and fro. We pray for the leaders, and we pray for their followers. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus that in every church opening in the name of Jesus, regardless of the denomination, regardless of the faith, right now, Lord, if Christ is the head of that church, we lift them up to you. And we say, Lord, mark those that cause division. Mark those that cause discord. Mark those that's causing confusion in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for unity on tonight. The word says for the perfecting of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, that we can be taught. Glory be to God in the things of God. Pastor, my mind went back on rewind of the spiritual teachers that I've had, of the men and women that poured into my life and continue to pour into my life in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our leaders. We pray for our pastors. We pray for our followers, the shepherds, in the name of Jesus. It said the wolves and sheep clothing will be among us. The word says the tares and the wheat will come up together. Oh, glory be to God. So we won't be deceived in this hour, because we're going to pray for discernment. We're going to pray for greater wisdom. We're going to pray for godly insight and godly knowledge. We're going to pray that we won't be tricked by the devil. In the name of Jesus, the word that I just read, just like Paul wrote to the church of Corinthians, he said the devil of this world have blinded the minds of the people. So right now, Lord, guard our minds over this prayer line. Guard our minds over the sickness in our bodies that we're facing. Guard our minds over the family issues that we're facing tonight. Guard our minds, Lord, with the financial and the mandate and the demands on our lives. In the name of Jesus, I cover every marriage, including my own. We come against divorce. We come against discord. Your word says, what God has joined together, let no man put us under. For better, for worse, richer, for poorer, in sickness or in health, till death do us part, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for marriages. We pray for families. We pray for unity in every household. In the name of Jesus. So we pray right now, God, that the devil, who is the thief, who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, we pray and we bind him up tonight, that he will steal and steal no more. Your word says, as we heard in our hearing, be not angry and don't let the sun go down on your anger. Lord, some people are coming against us. Some people are making us angry. Some people are causing the spirit of offense with the people of God sometimes. But your word says, be slow to anger, be slow to speak, and to be quick to listen. And right now, I bind up that spirit of anger. I bind up that spirit of wrath. I bind up that spirit of malice. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I know that spirit of anger. Oh, I know it too well. In the name of Jesus. But God delivered me and Pastor Rebecca from the spirit of anger. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, to God be the glory. He delivered us both from that spirit of anger. And although the spirit of offense, the spirit of anger tries to revisit our lives, we try to put on the new man every day. And I pray, Lord, that you give the people of God under the sound of my voice the grace to not be angry, the grace to not let those who are coming against them, to put them in the flesh and to put them, Lord, in the natural body. But we're going to put on the new man. We're going to put on the Christ man and the Christ woman. We're going to put on that new creation that you called us to be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow, because all things work together because we love God, because we have purpose on our life, because we've been called by him. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare over every life, no weapon against you or your marriage, no weapon against you or your family, no weapon against you or your body and your health will be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus, he said, let the sick say, I am well. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't go by what you see. Don't go by how you feel. Go by what he said. Oh, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost up here in my house tonight. In the name of Jesus, don't let trouble you anymore. Speak to that mountain of sickness. Speak to that mountain of poverty. Speak to that mountain of confusion. Speak to that mountain of famine and lack. Speak to the mountain that's trying to block your destiny. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for breakthrough on tonight. I thank you for our eyes have not seen.
Thank
you. Nor have our ears heard.
Thank
nor
you.
Has it entered into our heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
The new season we're about to step into. The new destiny we're about to step into. Through the power of prayer.
Thank you,
We're going to keep moving. Through the power of prayer, we're going to endure. Through the power of prayer, we're going to move forward by faith. So, Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
As my wife comes, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Help us to not grieve the Spirit. Help us to not grieve the Spirit. Help us to not grieve the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you cover us over this prayer line. I thank you for the intercessors tonight. Every sickness, I bind that spirit up, that spirit of disease and infirmity. If you got pain in your body, lift up holy hands and receive it right now by faith. That body be well is your confession and your profession. Speak those things that be not as though they are. In the natural, you may be feeling a certain way, but begin to open up your mouth and speak. Glory be to God, the things that be not as though they are. And I decree and declare that you're going to have a release from that pain. You're going to have a release from that turmoil. You're going to be set free from that infirmity in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, we pray every disease, every infirmity, every pain, every ache, every, Father God, discomfort in the bodies of your people are right now disappearing, are right now being destroyed. Every cancer cell, every arthritis condition, every chronic and clinical illness, we come against migraine headaches. We come against high blood pressure and low blood pressure. We come against heart disease. We come against body ache and intestinal disorder. We come against stomach problems. We come against back problems. We come against leg and knee problems. We come against, in the name of Jesus, Father God, glory be to God, every major organ working and functioning according to your will. We believe by faith right now, and we speak in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise. Hallelujah. We worship you. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name, God. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. We thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person, Father God, that has called in to be a part of this time of prayer. God, touch each and every individual, oh God. You know what they're standing in the need of, oh God. And even as we begin to take the calls, oh Lord, we need you, God. We need your, Father God, your glory on this prayer line. We need, Father God, the manifestation of signs and wonders, oh God. We need a fresh impartation, oh God. Lord, we need, Father God, hallelujah, to be strengthened on tonight, God, by the power of your might, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You alone are worthy. No matter what we're going through, God, we have a yet will I praise you on our lips. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for heaven touching earth, oh God. We thank you for your will being done on earth, even as it has already been ordained by you in heaven, oh God. Lord, you already know the plans that you have for us. You have plans to prosper us and not to harm us. You have plans to give us a hope and a future. You already laid out your plan for our lives since before the very foundations of this earth, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are walking by faith and not by sight, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are walking out the divine manifestation of your plan. And, Lord, although it's hard sometimes, oh, God, we will not give up. We will not quit. We will not throw in the towel, oh, God. But we're going to continue to stand, oh God, holding on to your unchanging hand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I said we're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. You said you would never leave us or forsake us. You said you will always be with us. You said that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. You said, oh Lord, that you've not only given us dunamis power on the inside of us, oh God, in our bellies, oh God, but you have given us, oh God, exousia power, authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we walk in the fullness of that power. We walk in dunamis. We walk in exousia. We declare and decree that every word that we speak, oh God, has power, that we live by the seat of our lips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Help us to declare your word. Help us to speak life over our situations, even those situations that appear to be hopeless. I bind up the spirit of hopelessness right now. In the name of Jesus, I release prosperity. We release prosperity into every house. In the name of Jesus, we release provision into every house. You said that all of our needs will be met according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. We release blessings into every house. You said that it is your delight. You delight in the prosperity of your people, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are your people, that we are above and never beneath, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are the lender and not the borrower, that we are not the sick waiting to be well, but we are healed. We are the healed. We are the healed of the kingdom of God. No weapon formed against us can prosper. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. Oh, Lord, have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord. Somebody standing in the need of healing tonight. Lord, we lift up Mingo on tonight. We lift up Brother Mingo on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, even as he was attacked in his body all last week, even as he had to have surgery, oh God. Lord, we speak healing over his life right now. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for touching his body. Touch Brother Mingo, oh God. Touch him, oh God. Manifest your healing in his body, God. We bind up the spirit of sickness and we loose total manifesting healing over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We declare that he is a miracle, oh God. That, Father God, that your miraculous wonders, oh God, are touching him right now, God. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for doing your mighty work in his life, oh God. We thank you and we praise you for touching him, oh God, touching his body, healing him from not only what he underwent surgery for, oh God, but for everything, Father God, that may be trying to touch his body, for every ounce of sickness that might be trying to come upon him, for every ailment, oh God, for every diagnosis, oh God, we declare total healing over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is healed. We declare that children, that healing is the children's bread. Yes. So, Lord, we just thank you that you came with healing in your wings. And we thank you. None of them call Shalaleke Shalama. Oh, call Shalaleke. For healing for Brother Mingo, oh God. We thank you for healing for Renee Thomas, God. Touch her eyes, God. Touch her eyes, God. Touch her eyes right now, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for miracles, God. We thank you for signs and wonders. You said that this is a house of miracles, God. So we are loosing miracles on this prayer line. Mama Koshelikama. For every person that's standing in the need of miracles, we touch Renee Jackson, oh God. We touch Renee Jackson. We put the mud of the healing balm of Gilead on our eyes. The same mud that you put on the eyes of the blind man. And you told him to go and wash in the pool of Shalom. And Father God, we release the pool. We release the waters of the pool of Shalom, oh God. Over her eyes, oh God. And we thank you for manifesting miracles. You said we have not want because we ask not. And Lord, we are part of God. We are touching and agreeing. Two or more gathered in this place. And we are believing you, oh God, for divine breakthrough, oh God. We are believing you, God, for divine manifestation, for divine miracles, oh God. Miraculous healings, oh God. Lord, let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill this earth. Let your glory fill this prayer line. Shake this prayer line, oh God. Shake it with your glory, oh God. Shake it with miracles, oh God. Shake it, oh God. Hallelujah. Release your wonders, oh God. Release signs, oh God. Divine revelations, oh God. Release your Holy Ghost, oh God. Release the power of your Holy Ghost on this prayer line, God. In the name of Jesus, we got the Spirit. We grieve not the Spirit, oh God. We walk not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So have your way with Renee. Have your way with Mother May Thomas, oh God, in her eyes, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for 2020 vision, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, because you are able to do all things but fail. And Lord, we just ask, oh God. You said we can come boldly to the throne of grace, oh God, asking anything according to your will, and that you would hear those things for which we ask. So, Lord, we are putting our faith together, joining together on one accord, like they did in the upper room, oh God. Hallelujah. Sit on us, oh Lord. Send the tongues of clover fire, oh God. Send the tongues of clover fire, oh God. Ignite the fire on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for Mother Mary Thomas. We thank you for healing everything about her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for taking away worry. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Touch Sister Miriam on tonight, God. Even as she submitted the prayer request, God, we touch her body, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine healing, God. Mama Koshelekeshenamaka. Lord, we thank you for divine healing on tonight, God. We thank you for taking away the pain, God. We thank you for touching her body, her intestines, oh God. We thank you for divine miraculous breakthrough on her behalf, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said that the fervent prayers of the righteous, effectual prayers avail of much, oh God. So Lord, we are praying, oh God. And we are believing, God, for breakthrough. So continue to touch each and every one of these individuals, oh God, who are standing in the need of a healing miracle on tonight, God. Thank you for continuing to heal, Pastor. Thank you for the manifesting healing for Pastor Anthony, God. Thank you, Lord, for healing him from cancer. Thank you, Lord, for restoring his body, God, even after the surgeries, even after the chemo, even after the radiation. We thank you for total, we thank you for total divine manifested restoration, oh God, of his body. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing missing or malfunctioning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for total restoration, God. You put them back together again. You put them back together again. You put them back together again. And we thank you for functioning, oh God, according to how you designed him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Not of course, glory, heal the brokenhearted. Heal those who are discouraged on tonight. Heal those who are hurting, God. Holy Ghost, fire. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fall on us, Anakashanana, a fresh and a new God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. So let your dwelling in this place. We declare this prayer line to be a house of miracles. We declare this prayer line to be a place where we come to receive fresh power, a fresh anointing, fresh oil, Mama Kosha, fall. anoint us afresh and anew, God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Even as we open the prayer lines, God, we thank you for all glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your glory on this prayer line. Thank you for your fire on this prayer line. Thank you for your presence, oh God. We see you, oh God, as Isaiah saw you, oh God, high and lifted up, exalted, oh God, and the hem of your robe, oh God, fills this temple with your glory, God. And we cry out, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. Let this place shake with your glory, God. So, Lord, as we take the prayer call, we thank you for each and every person on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you for releasing miracles. God says, I'm releasing miracles. Pastor, God says, I'm releasing miracles. You have asked me for miracles on this prayer line. God says, I am well pleased with these people, with this remnant who come week after week, interceding and praying for others. Hallelujah. God says, because you praise me, because you have faith of a mustard seed, because you have pressed your way on a regular basis, and even pressed your way tonight through this prayer line, the Lord says, I am releasing favor. Yes. I am releasing breakthrough. Yes. I am releasing miracles. I am releasing healing. I am releasing joy. I am releasing peace. Oh. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we receive it on tonight, God. Somebody just shout, I receive it. Right where you are, just shout, I receive it, God. Somebody shout, you, Jesus. Come on, just shout, thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we receive it on tonight. And we thank you, Lord. And we praise you, oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name, as we continue to pray, we praise you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. As we go and open up the phone lines, we open up the prayer line tonight.
Hallelujah.
If you press
thank
one
you.
On your phone, we will put
thank
you on the air.
Hallelujah.
We are touching and agreeing. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thanking God for Sister Carmen's husband.
Yes.
We
Lord.
Thank God for Sister Marion. We thank
yes,
God for the
God.
People of God being totally restored.
Yes.
Being
Lord.
Totally made whole through
yes.
the power and the miraculous work of God.
Yes, God.
Press one on your phone. We'll put you on the air.
Yes.
But,
Lord.
Pastor, even as we're binding up that spirit of sickness and infirmity,
yes.
I'm thinking about the 10 lepers that cried out to Jesus. He said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went,
my God, my
they were healed.
Jesus.
And it's amazing, as the people God came to this prayer line, as you already declared, I'm about to get the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
I said, as you dialed in tonight, as you phoned in tonight, you're like those 10 lepers that asked for Christ to have mercy. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. Pastor and I represent the priesthood. And as you, glory be to God, called in, I believe by faith, it said that, oh, glory, it said that one, when he saw that he was healed, he glorified God with a loud voice.
Thank you, Lord.
And as God healed me of cancer, I went back to work with a loud voice, talking about the goodness of God, talking about how God healed me, declaring and decreeing the goodness of Jesus.
Nobody but the Lord. Yes, God.
So I just believe by faith right now that you're already healed.
Jesus.
But when you call in tonight, when we just touch and agree with you. I just believe there's power in agreement. There's power in prayer. Through the scriptures, we recognize when we pray for one another, confess our faults to one another, we are healed. We're going to take our first caller tonight, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for every caller. Thank God for every caller. You press one.
Yes.
We're going to touch and agree with you tonight and believe in God for you and your family and concerning your prayer requests. Area code 678. 678, we thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the highest desert. I'll travel near or far. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give thanks to God for the peace and the strength that he has given me.
Yes. Weeks
have been very challenging with my son's situation. He's going through the wilderness, and I know that God is there with him. And all I could do is tell him to pray and ask God to help him through it, because I know he's helped me, and I know he's helping me. So I'm just asking for prayer for him right now. He's going through some changes in his life, and I know that God is going to see him through. I want to thank God for everybody that's on this prayer line.
Yes.
Ask for prayer for my cousin Carmen's husband. Even though he's had a surgery already, he's home and he's doing well. And I just pray that he continue to do well. Prayers for my family, my sister. Thank God, you know, her blood pressure is back to normal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. She
yes,
was having a hard
you,
time with that, but that
thank
is under
you,
control. So I want to give thanks to God for that. And prayers for my aunt that is still, you know, not feeling well. And prayers for all of those mothers that are going through so much with their children right now, because there's a lot of mothers that do go through a lot with their children. Just bless them, give them strength, and guide their children. And I know that God will do the rest. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, and God bless my pastors, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I love them both. God bless them and their family.
Amen.
Well, we thank God
yes.
for you praying for us and
yes.
loving on us, and we thank God for your
yes.
prayers
yes.
coming our way. We
yes.
need each other in this hour. We are the body of Christ, and we thank God for one another in the name of Jesus. We're going to lift that up before the throne of Christ. Father,
yes.
we thank you for the mercies
yes.
of God, for Sister
thank
Maria,
you.
Even as she, Father God, has
thank
lifted up her
Lord.
Son,
hallelujah.
Her seed, her offspring on this
God.
Prayer line. We know that young man has a calling on his life. We know that the favor of God rests upon him. Father God, we
yes.
know that in this season you will keep him. You'll give him
yes.
the ability, the authority,
yes.
and the power that even is beyond, Father God, him. You thank
yes.
God for the anointing that's on his life, that you
yes.
won't put on him more than what he can bear. Even
yes.
at a young age, he'll be able
thank
to stand up under the pressure. He'll be able
yes.
to stand, Father God, be under the attack and the adversity.
Yes.
He'll be able
yes.
to endure this storm
yes.
and this season
yes.
at a young
thank
age.
You.
It's only a
yes.
test, God, in
yes.
the name of
yes.
Jesus. And he's going
Jesus.
To pass this test.
Yes.
So we thank
yes.
you, hallelujah. As you
hallelujah.
Are increasing his faith,
thank
as you, Father
Jesus.
God, have designed
yes.
your
hallelujah.
Plans for his life.
Yes.
You know the
yes,
plans
Lord.
You think towards him. Plans yes. of good and not of evil, of an
thank
expected end. Father God, he will prosper. He will be successful. He is already victorious. He's already a winner. We declare with this mother that her son is more than a conqueror. So, Lord, we just touch and agree with this parent. We touch and agree with her concerning her son. Lord, that all things will work for his good. In the name of Jesus, greater is coming to that young man. Blessings are coming to that young man. Breakthrough is coming to him. So, Lord, right now, our words have power. Our words have authority. Our words have ability. And we call him blessed. In the name of Jesus. Sister Carmen's husband, Brother Bingo, even Father God, as he has come through the surgery, we lift him up right now, that he will have a speedy recovery, that you will restore his, that you will strengthen him, that you will, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever weakness, whatever, Father God, symptom, whatever sign, we thank you right now for far restoration, the manifestation of your word being manifested in his life, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless Sister Carmen and her children, her grandchildren, concerning his wife, Lord, and her husband, in the name of Jesus. Sister Carmen's sister and her aunt, Lord, right now, we speak health to every family member. We speak wellness to every family member. We speak wholeness to every family member. Psalms 107, you sent your word that they might be healed, and you saved them from their destruction. And right now, God, your word is sent wherever they are. It will reach them. Wherever they reside is already there. And on this prayer line, with Sister Maria, we're sending your word to her family members. We are sending your word to her loved ones. We are sending your word to those that she cares about. We are sending your word to those who she's praying about. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
You say, cast our cares upon you because you care for us. You don't want us to carry this burden. You don't want us to carry this weight. So we give it their concerns to you, God.
Yes, God.
You can handle our family members.
Thank you.
Cover her son. Cover her cousin Carmen and her family. Cover her aunt and her sister. And all those that she lifted up tonight. And give Sister Maria a special blessing.
Thank
you for her song tonight. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, she sang a song, I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are, God. I want to be where you are. And God, you're on this prayer line tonight. But even as we hang up our phones, I know that you're going to reside at our house. I know that you're going to be with her, God. As she go to sleep tonight, you're going to be with her and her son. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray that the Holy Ghost continues to live in her house, continues to live in her son and in her life. For greater is he that's in the both of them than he that is in this world. In the name of Jesus. And we call it done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's like keep praising him. Hallelujah. You just praising God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you or your son can prosper. Hallelujah. Through Jesus, every bind up, we bind up every weapon, we silence every wagging tongue, we release favor over her household right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Favor, favor, favor. Goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy. Following her everywhere that she goes, following him everywhere that he goes. Right now, we cancel the assignment of the devil. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every wicked assignment against Sister Maria's son. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every demonic assignment. We cancel it out. In the name of Jesus. And we
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship your holy name. We bind up every demon on assignment. Hallelujah. As we were both disconnected, me and Sister Maria, we declare victory right now over her life. We declare victory over her son's life. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against them or the household can prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you right now, hallelujah, for what you're doing in Sister Maria's life and what you're doing in the life of her son. And we thank you for breakthrough, oh God. We thank you for a divine turnaround right now in the name of Jesus in the life of Sister Maria's son, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you. Remove every barrier. Remove every barrier. Remove everything that's not of you, oh God. Remove everything that's not of you and every person that's not of you, oh God. We declare divine separation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just love you and we bless your name and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I was praying for Sister Maria, and Pastor said, I hung up, and I didn't touch any buttons, so I know that there's no one mad but the enemy. Hallelujah. But the devil has no power. Amen. So we're going to continue to pray. We're going to take another. Sister Maria, you just continue to trust and believe in God and know that if God be for you, then that's more. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Maria, you continue to believe and trust in God and know that God before you, that's more than the whole
yes,
world.
Yes, yes. You know, you were praying and we got disconnected. I said, the devil is a liar. He's
Jesus.
Trying to stop me from my blessing. Get away from my house, devil. You
yes,
are not
yes.
welcome in my house, devil.
Yes.
I rebuke you in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Devil. Get out of my house right now. Just get
Jesus.
Out of my house.
Yes.
I rebuke
yes.
you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I rebuke
Jesus.
You in Jesus' name. The devil
yes.
is a liar. The devil is a liar.
Yes.
I rebuke him in Jesus' name. Get out
yes.
of my
in
life.
The name of Jesus.
Just get out of my life.
Yes, yes, Lord. In the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah.
He's not watching in my house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mama. In the name of Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus,
Lord.
You are
blessed. Hallelujah,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you,
and we
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Around you. We
thank
put blood. Blood.
Yes, Lord.
Blood. We put blood on the
deadpost.
We put blood on the deadpost. Touch the doors of your house. We put blood on the deadpost. Touch the doors of your son's bedroom.
Yes,
we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the house. We plead the blood. We put oil in every room of the house. We put oil in every room. The oil of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we plead the blood of
Jesus
that everything that the devil has done has to pass over the house.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, that is the Lord.
Jesus' name.
warfare that just went on a minute ago, Father. She's fighting out of the victory that you have given her from giving your life on the cross. And we know, Father, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we thank you, Father, for allowing Sister Maria to walk in liberty. And I want to thank you again, Father, for each and every individual on this prayer line. Thank you for the Spirit to pray. Thank you for that redemptive Spirit, Father. You are our God of restoration. You are our Redeemer. And I want to thank you for my pastor, Pastor Anthony, and his wife, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Father, for clothing them in your glory, Father. They have their glory clothes on, Father, just like Adam and Eve was in the garden before they were deceived by the enemy. They had their glory clothes on, Father, and I know that they, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, have those same glory clothes on, and I thank you, Father, for strengthening him, Father. You healed his mind, body, and soul, and he was already made holy and whole, and I want to thank you, Father, for his wife, using her, Father, as his intercessor, Father, praying consistently without ceasing for him, Father, and I know he's healed, Father, and I know you're using him to train your people to hunger for the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the intimacy that you have given them. Thank you for the intimacy that you have given us. Thank you for the power on this prayer line, Father. My heart is elated each and every Tuesday tonight, and I think like David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And David was revealing the house of the Lord is where he get his strength from, meaning wherever you dwell, Father. He just wanted to be in your presence like we are tonight. And I want to thank you, Father, for having your way. I want to thank you for each and every individual on this prayer line. Thank you for directing us the power that we pray, the Spirit praying powerful prayers for us, Father. And it makes me think about how you, Jesus, prayed in the garden against the enemy, Father. When your sweat turned to blood, Father, we know the heavens are open tonight. You have opened the heavenly, Father, because the prayers that the Holy Spirit have prayed and released, Father, we receive and rejoice. Each and every individual on this prayer line, whatever you stand in need of, Jesus Christ is supernatural. He's a provident God that we serve. Whatever you need, he has. The heavens have been opened because of the powerful prayers of the Holy Ghost ruling and reigning each and every Tuesday night. And my heart is elated to know that I am connected to the unified body of believers on this prayer line tonight. And I want to thank all of y'all for praying for me on the nights when I don't release anything. I'm still there. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit standing strong in me. And Pastor Anthony, continue to fight out of the victory. Continue to give your testimony where souls have been saved and will continue to be saved. And Pastor Rebecca, I want to thank you for allowing God to use your mouth as his mouth, releasing the rhema, releasing the rhema. And I receive and rejoice and take it to the faith bank. And all the things that we pray are done in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for the word of the Lord that's in Father God, Brother Jamal's mouth. We thank you for the anointing that rests upon him. In the name of Jesus, whether silent or audible, you are always releasing oil. You are always releasing glory be to God. What thus said the Lord. So hallelujah. Whether we hear you or not, your presence is felt in the name of Jesus. So Lord, continue. Hallelujah. Even as he has released that word over my life to go with the Holy Ghost boldness. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Even as you have released me, even as you have, Father God, set me free, even as, Father God, hallelujah, glory be to God. I just got to share this tonight. I'm at work today, and I'm sharing with a coworker how if it had not been for my wife, I don't know where I would be. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for my church. I thank God for all those who have sent prayers my way. But this one at the hospital every single day. In my darkest hour, when I didn't even pray myself, when I was hopeless, when I was down and weak, and Father God couldn't even lift up my head, this woman was there to raise me up, to get my back, and to speak when I couldn't speak. We, the two, became one flesh, and I'm here tonight on this prayer line. I'm back at work. I'm back being a father and a husband because my wife was there when I couldn't be there. So you said something tonight so mighty. Those of us who are married, those of us who are married, the two are better than one.
Thank you.
The threefold cord is not easily broken.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank God for you, brother. We thank God for the words of wisdom coming out of your mouth.
Yes.
Even as you declare Sister Maria fighting the good fight of faith out of the victory that she got tonight.
Yes.
Everybody on this prayer line, everybody on this prayer line, there's been a supernatural release tonight.
Oh, my.
Not just for a select few. Everybody on this prayer line, there's been a supernatural release tonight over you and your house. So, Brother Minister Jamal, you and your wife, you and your family, we cover you with the anointing. We plead the blood of Jesus over your life that everything you need, God has already given you.
Jesus.
So, God, I thank God for his life.
Yes,
I thank God for his presence on his prayer line.
Thank you,
I thank God for the favor that rests upon his life.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for the supernatural that he operates in.
Thank you, Lord.
He operates from another dimension. He's in another realm. So we thank you, Lord, that you keep him elevated.
Hallelujah.
That you keep him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Keep his body, God, to his mind and his ear attached to glory.
Yes, Lord.
So you too keep wearing those glory clothes.
Oh.
You keep wearing your glory clothes as well. And God's going to get the glory out of your life. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And Lord, just praise you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the man of God, Lord. Hallelujah. Vessel, oh God, come into the prayer line, Father God, on this week, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for your hand upon his life, God. Even as, Father God, as he said, he has been quiet, oh God. But Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For having him in that secret place, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for having him in that place of, Father God, nourishment and preparation, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For keeping him, oh God, and his wife, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon their lives, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you right now, even as my husband declared, for a supernatural release, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be it made manifest in their lives, be it poured forth, for they're in the waiting season, God. You know exactly what they're waiting on, God. And we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for giving them the patience, for giving them the ability, oh God, for giving them the faith to hold on to your unchanging hand and to wait for the divine manifestation of the promise, hallelujah, that you have delivered unto them, even as you spoke to them, oh God, even as you spoke to the man of God, even as you spoke to him, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you will repent, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for establishing divine connections, Lord. We thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. We thank you for divine provision, oh God. Manna even being released from the heavenly realms, oh Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for answer prayers like Zacharias and Elizabeth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory. Lord, even when they had thought it was over, that you have forgotten, that you released the answer, oh God, to their prayers. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing in their lives, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for, Father God, the rainbow at the end of the storm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to manifest blessings upon blessings in their household. Continue to put a hand to protection around them in their mouth. Continue to show yourself mighty, God. Show yourself mighty, God. Oh, show yourself mighty in their lives. And Lord, we just thank you and we bless you. We thank you in advance, oh God, for the praise report. We thank you for the praise report that is yet coming to this prayer line. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. We thank God for you, Brother Jamal. And we're going to continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love the both of you, and I thank God for y'all. Thank you.
Amen.
Love you, my
love
brother.
You,
God, God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. He is
Amen.
A blessing
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to get to every caller
Jesus.
Tonight.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I saw a hand raised, but area code 551, if you wanted to be on the air, we don't see you anymore, but if you want to be put on the air, just press 1. And we will take your prayer requests or your prayer concerns tonight in the name of Jesus. We saw that 551 area code earlier. But if not, we're going to continue to pray in the name of Jesus. We lift up tonight, hallelujah,
Lord, yeah.
To God be the glory, hallelujah. Area code 551, to God be the glory, 551. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Pastor and Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you,
God
brother.
God bless you. God bless you. I was listening to the prayer line, and I just feel like for everybody tonight to read Psalms 27.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Psalms 27. That would be a good Psalms for tonight. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Come on. Stop backing up. Come on.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yes.
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
Yes.
Through war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In his secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up. That part right there. My head shall be lifted up. It's so much warfare going on in the heavenly realms. God wants us to lift up our heads.
Jesus.
Just lift our heads up. Because he's going to hide us in his pavilion. So, Sister Maria, that warfare you're going through, it's just a test. Hold on. Hold on, my sister. I also was going through terrible warfare in here. I even picked up the phone to call Pastor. But glory be to God, I got a breakthrough. And I'm
my
telling
God.
You keep calling on the name of Jesus and rebuking that demon out of your house, out of your life. God is going to do it. He hear your cries.
Jesus.
He hear you. He is speaking. He want us to come before him. Get on our face. He wants to get on our face. Speaking to myself first and come to him. He hasn't forgotten about us.
Amen.
But
amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. He is our salvation. Without him, where could we be? Nowhere. He's going to fix it, Sister Maria. He's going to fix it. And there's other warfare going on the line, too. I don't know what it is. God know what it is. But God still gets the victory on this line tonight. It is.
Yes.
He has such a powerful time Sunday that the devil just got to get busy, but the devil is a liar. He has no victory here. He even messed with my son and his job today. But the devil is a liar today. I will not stand for it. I will not. The blood of Jesus come against you, Satan. I bind you. I bind you. I bind you back to the pits of hell. Get your hands off of God's anointed people right now. People that love you. Everything that's going on is nothing but warfare from the devil, because we're getting closer to our victory. You got victory coming. Sister Carmen, your victory is right there. Your husband will be healed in Jesus' name. Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, you know you have warfare always, but God has always given you the victory. And he gave you guys a mouth to speak to us that we can get the victory. But most of all, we all have Jesus. And we thank God for you teaching us the way to his salvation. Thank you. Amen. Pray for Elijah.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. Sister Lord, as you declared that word. Hallelujah. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. And that includes Satan, devil, the Lucifer, the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Everybody on this prayer line tonight, receive that word. Hallelujah. That in the time of trouble, God will hide us. It's only a test, and this too shall pass. We thank you for your powerful words tonight toward us and toward everybody on this prayer line. As you said, glory be to God. There's been an intensified warfare. The devil is coming, and he's intensifying his attack. But we, as the people of God, when the tough going gets tough, the tough get going.
Yes.
And glory be to God. He said, I had fainted. Except I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait on the Lord. And that's why Sister Lori said, read all of Psalm 27, because I had fainted, and we're not going to faint on this prayer line. So, Lord, bless Sister Lori. I pray for Elijah.
Yes,
I pray for all of her children, this mother, Lord, who says she's going to fight until the very end. She's going to fight the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. She's going to, glory be to God, be that soldier for the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you that she's ready for the war. She has her battle clothes on. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, and wickedness in high places. So, Lord, continue to cover her, continue to arm her, continue to gird her up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As this mother watch over her family, as she watch over her own affairs, as she, Father God, stands on the wall to watch over her children and her grandchildren, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for a manifestation and demonstration of your goodness and your mercy, following Sister Lori all the days of her life, in the name of Jesus, that she may dwell in the house of the Lord forever, in Jesus' name. As you said, Sister Lori, we had a high time at New Creation.
Yes, God.
The Spirit of God moved through Pastor Rebecca and through everybody, the musicians, the praise team, everybody in the pews. We had a powerful move of God in our church. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. So your son Elijah got the victory, whatever it is. You got the victory, Sister Lori, and all of your children are walking in victory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we lift up Elijah right now in the name of Jesus, a young man who's a member of our congregation, Sister Lori's son. We thank you, Lord, for his breakthrough on Sunday. Hallelujah, because you remember he got a breakthrough on Sunday, Pastor Anthony. We thank you for his breakthrough on Sunday, God. We bind up the hands of the devil. We declare victory over his life in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We declare, Father God, security over his life, that his livelihood is secure, that his job is secure, oh God. Lord, you blessed him with this job. Through this, even through this prayer, lives over 2 years, almost 2 years ago, God, when he came and testified about joining up with the postal service, oh, God, and how you had given him favor, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We know that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun in him, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you for manifesting healing. We thank you for favor on the job with the boss and all of those who are involved. We thank you that no weapon formed against him can prosper, that he is victorious through Christ Jesus, that he already has the victory through Christ Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Father God, for Sister Miriam. I prayed for her earlier. But Lord, even as we were talking about families and the warfare that's coming against families, I remember the other part of her, Father God, prayer request, God. And Lord, right now we lift up her family. We lift up the family of Sister Miriam, oh God. We lift up her daughters and her sons and her grandchildren, God. We lift them up, oh, God, even as you've given her praise report after praise report of how they are coming to church and how they're being curious about the word and how some of them have even come to this prayer line, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, like I said earlier, that you are faithful to complete the work that you have started, oh, God. Continue to draw them closer. Continue to draw them closer in love. Continue to draw them closer in unity. We thank you, Lord, that there will be no wedge between them, God. We thank you that there will be no spirit of division, that they will not be, Father God, separated by anything, but, Lord, that you will continue to unite them in your love. So we plead the blood of Jesus over Sister Miriam's family, and we plead a fresh anointing over her life. Thank you for Sister Miriam, oh God, who is, oh glory, such a vessel, oh God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, God, and we thank you for keeping her, we thank you for, Father God, walking with her, we thank you for strengthening her, God. We thank you for answering her prayers. Lord, you are not, you're not slack concerning your promises. You are not slack concerning your promises, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're right on time, God, and that all things do work together for the good of those who love you and the called according to your purpose. So continue to have your way. Have your way in Sister Miriam. Have your way in Sister Carmen. Strengthen her, God, as she's the caregiver for her husband. Have your way in her household, in her family, in her family, with her children, her grandchildren, her great-grand, for having your way in her life. Families, we lift up families, oh God, every family, our family, this first family, with my husband and myself, our children, our grandchildren, our sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. Lord, we lift up our families. Touch Niella, oh God. Touch, oh God. Touch and protect her, oh God, our oldest granddaughter. Lord, even now, God, bring her back to church, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, touch Justin, oh God,
yes,
as he is away from New Jersey, God. Touch, oh glory. Thank you for your hedge of protection around our children. Touch Kayla and Marcus, God. Hallelujah. Touch Kevin Jr. and Vanita. Touch Jessica, God. Lord, continue to touch Sudani and Nairobi and Joshua, God. All of the young people are key, Lord, and Destiny, God. All of the babies, oh God. Hallelujah. Carmen's little grandbaby, April's daughter, oh God. All of the babies, oh God. Brianna, oh God. Touch, God. Sophie, God. In the name of Jesus, touch, oh Lord. Put a hand to protect. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. Over our young people, Ty Key, who just gave his life back to the Lord, and those who have been missing from church, God, we ask that you bring them back. Oh, bring them back, God. So, Lord, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for your glory in the house. Lord, let the doorposts continue to shake each and every time that we go into the house. Lord, visit us with your Shekinah glory each and every time we enter the doors of 1482 Maple Avenue. Touch my Aunt Josephine and Uncle Bree, love God. Open their minds, God. Heal their minds. We bind up dementia and hallelujah, Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. And we loose the right mind. Touch Prophet Anthony and his wife. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Wherever they are, God, we thank you for divine provision. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this prayer line. We thank you and praise you for every person who listens, those who have not pushed one, those who have not come on the prayer line, those who listen to the archives. Lord, those who are not saved, Lord, let them feel the heat of the fire of your Holy Ghost right now. Give somebody a Damascus Road experience, God. Give somebody a life-transforming experience right now, right now, right now, through the archives, through the internet waves, through the phone lines. Ah, oh, glory. So, Lord, we just thank you. Healing is being manifested. Provision, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Miracles. Oh, we're going to close just like we started. Miracles are being released on this prayer line. Whether you're a listener or you came or you press one or you listen to the archive or you're listening through the internet, God is releasing miracles to your house. You've got to receive this by faith. You got to say, I receive it. I receive my miracle. I receive my miracles in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. I touch myself. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping me, God. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me in my right mind. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me strong in my faith. I thank you, Lord, for using me for your glory. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me humble. I thank you, Lord, for fresh anointing. Thank you for using me for your mouthpiece. Lord, thank you for the lies, oh, God, that you have already sent, oh, God, to this prayer line, to this church, God. And, Lord, allow Pastor Emily and I to be your humble servants. Lord, you could trust us. Allow us to be your humble servants, that we will shepherd your people with love and care and Father God, and your anointing that you have put on our lives. And we will give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. As we go, Father, we pray for Jackie and Derek Bowie in the name of Jesus. As my wife's sister and her brother-in-law, we pray for her and Jordan over there in the Middle East that you will cover her with the blood of Jesus. Father God, right now, hallelujah, we thank you for your angels that's watching over Jackie. We thank you for supernatural protection in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that you have given her an open door that no man can shut. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God that you will use her to be a witness, use her in the U.S. Embassy, Lord, to even witness to other soldiers, Lord, those under her command. I thank you for my sister-in-law, Lord, and her husband, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen their marriage, that you will cover their marriage, that you will continue to do work in them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God as we go off.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory.
Thank
God
you,
be
Lord.
All the glory.
Woo, Jesus.
As we go off, we want to play James 14.
Hallelujah.
I believe.
Yes,
Mom, we
Lord.
See you out there. We love
yes,
you.
We love you, my
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praying for Sister Rita Lee, who
yes,
listens
yes.
to so many
yes.
Amen avenues. We thank God for
yes,
her.
Bless
cover
Lord.
Her in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We cover her with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
That you'll continue to watch over her
yes,
and her children and all that she do,
yes,
all that
Lord.
She's a part of,
thank
and
you.
All that she desires. Yes. Sister Rita Leek, we love you. We thank God for you.
She's
part of New Creation Church, and we thank God for her in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
James Fortune, I believe, and we just trust God for you. Continue to pray for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Love you.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. Oh.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Oh, you gotta believe.
I believe.
The mountains will bow down.
I believe.
Your
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
about your future.